listening to Free Talk Live with your host, Jeff Beck, on the Vanguard News Network.
Residents of the country that we can do this anywhere, and you're not safe. And you know, that's terrorism. That's terrorism by the British... by the British government in World War II. You know, like you said, most people don't know anything about it. They don't talk about it in on the History Channel. They'll talk about else, like Japs creating a microwave gun or something, you know, but they won't talk about serious issues that affect white people, and which we should really remember. I mean, that's a Holocaust right there. That's death.
Last time I watched the History Channel, it was a Holocaust kind of show, you know, and the men were lamenting the fact that they were on the burn duty. You know, we had to go.
Oh, the Jews, the survivors, were on burn duty.
Right. They had a name for them, like a I don't know the German word for fire, but Zudengarten or something like that. And so we're on the bomb. You know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it was so horrible.
And then that like one third of the Holocaust video.
Exactly.
They were talking about how they had to smash the burnt bones on pieces of copper with
you're right. The guy escaped on the tin run.
Yeah.
I was
on
a run to town for the tin, and I ran off and I made it.
Yeah, it was a harrowing escape, right? They sent me into town on horseback to get some tin, and I just decided to run off. My harrowing escape from the Nazis.
We were bashing the bones on the tin.
We had to continue to perpetuate the bone bashing, bone smushing. What the fuck?
They show the video of the guy trying to actually do that. He takes the leg of lamb and burns it for 12 hours on the beach.
And yeah, and it's still nice and pink inside and stuff.
He tries to crush it, and it won't break up.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to see real ditches full of bodies, watch that Africa audio.
I did. That was a good one.
Now that's a Holocaust. Now that's, I mean, they have documented video of mass graves, which is something Jews can't produce in their perpetuation of the Holocaust lie. They can't produce it, even though the media here says it's the best documented atrocity in the history of the world. That's just a blatant lie. That's just a blatant... There's no documents for it. There is no documentation on it. There is no documentation.
And it gets worse all the time.
Yeah.
You know, every year that goes by.
Well, they built a Holocaust museum about 10 minutes away from my house, which I haven't been to yet. But some kike apparently just paid it off for him. He gave this museum $11 million and paid off the entire building. $11 million for this Holocaust lie museum. And that's where the Jews put their resources and their money into. They put it towards, Bill Gates gives money to Africans for AIDS research or whatever the fuck, or to give them shots, you know, free shots in Africa. That's what that's what white people give their money towards. The Jews give money to Jews and do things that are good for Jews, while whites sit around and give money to, like, just like Warren Buffett, you know, whites sit around and give money to niggers and adopt niggers from Africa, and Jews sit around and give money, their money to Jews and perpetuate their race and their tribe, and we're not allowed to do that. So it's just a good example of Jewish laxism, which is a term that was coined.
How do you spell that?
Alex Lindra. I think it's L-O-X-I-S-M.
That's how I've...
I would assume.
That's what I think.
Because that's how lax is spelled, so...
Laxist is L-O-X-I-S-T?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, laxist. Yeah, L-O-X-I-S-T, I think.
And what about the word for the butt sticking out? What is that?
That
stipigia.
Oh God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
the preponderance of adipose tissue on the rear end.
It's so that they can sit around easier and not get their callus on. Shit.
Some of the pictures people posted on there were. really hateful.
Oh, I know. They just perpetuate the stereotype. That's just a common observation that you're not allowed to make.
But Alex told us it's actually a genetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It traced it down to a little gene.
Genetic gene of ass mutilation.
But you can stick your beer on.
And you know, niggers write rap songs about it here. But that's nigger.
You know,
nigger
Britney's ex husband, Kevin Federline. I've heard people refer to him as white, and I don't know if it's I don't see it on the boards, but was he Hispanic, maybe?
No, he was white. He's a white. He's a wigger.
Okay.
He's a fucking, yeah. He's just a wigger out now. From what I've seen, he's just a complete wigger. I've seen like clips of him on YouTube and stuff, and I've met people that are exactly like that, exactly fucking like that, and they make me sick. And to be honest, if I saw him in person, and that's seriously why these celebrities need bodyguards and shit, because people just want to kick their ass because they're faggots. I mean, I'd love to kick that guy's ass, but Elie Wiesel doesn't have any bodyguards, obviously. So
what did somebody say on the board about Eli Weasel?
He
was too cheap for the bodyguards.
Who would want to harm a nice old man like that? He's a Holocaust survivor, multiple gassings. Who would want to hit a nice taper like that?
A taperman.
Yeah.
I made some copies of those little snippets I made of the show, and I give them to a guy, and he's an older guy at work, and he just gets the biggest kick out of them, because you guys are predominantly Yankees, and he was from Minnesota and Detroit and all those areas.
Yeah.
And grew up there in Pittsburgh. And he's just kind of been all over California.
Now you're where?
I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Oh shit. That's
south.
You know where a lot of the niggers are. Detroit's population is declining heavily because
they're coming here.
Yeah, they're coming to Atlanta. They're going to Atlanta. Every nigger is like, I'm getting out of Detroit, man. I'm going to Hotlanta. Going to Freaknik and shit.
Freaknik.
Freaknik.
My ex-wife got caught in Freaknik on. And if you're in Atlanta,
fuck, man. I was reading
Peachtree. You know, it's Peachtree. Peachtree, man.
Peachtree. Yeah. Every street's Peachtree down there, ain't it?
Well, it's the main road in, you know, that runs through
right.
the heart of Atlanta up through
yeah.
Midtown and all, and so that was the focus of Freaknik, and you know, this is 10 years ago.
Now, for people that don't know what Freaknik is, this is what it is: a bunch of niggers flock down to Atlanta, and most of the niggers that go down there are like college, are pretty well-to-do. Niggers who, you know, they get in daddy's car and they drive down to Atlanta, and they basically just, I mean, tell me if I'm right on this, but from what I've heard, just stop in traffic, and I mean, it's just a parking lot. They
urinate in the street.
Yeah,
and,
they turn the street into a parking lot.
In the street.
Yeah, they
and,
turn on their you know, radios or whatever, and they just start dancing and God fucking help you if you're a white person in the midst of
right.
all that. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, so my ex-wife was down there before I met her. It was so funny. And she pulled into a convenience store, and she was getting some gas or something. And she's like, damn, there's sure an awful lot of black people around here.
A strange shadow around here. I don't understand.
And the girl goes, girl, that's Freaknik, don't you know?
Girl, just be Freaknik and shit. I'm about to get my freak on when I get off my shift. God, man, I can't imagine what that must be like. And I'm reading some novel about, it's just a fiction novel, but it's about Atlanta, and he was talking about Freaknik, and he was comparing it to the white kids on spring break that, you know, go to these places and go nuts on spring break, but they're not doing it in the middle of the fucking street.
Right.
For everyone to see, you know, they're mm-hmm. not doing it, they're not causing just, I mean, chaos in a city, in the middle of the city. They go to, you know, a lake or whatever, and they go to places like, yeah, the beach, or, you know, but it's only, and it's to some degree, it's a controlled, you know, situation where you have kids partying, yeah, but they're not doing it in the middle of the, they're not getting out of their cars and dancing and fucking freak dancing or whatever to their jigaboo music in the middle of the road.
We don't call them jigaboos down here.
Oh, no?
No.
What do you call them?
We call them yard apes.
Yard apes, ah. Yeah, I like to call them porch monkeys as well.
I saw a porch monkey one time.
And, hello?
Alex.
Alex.
Is that you? Can you hear us? I guess not. Maybe not. Is anybody still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I saw a porch monkey one time in Auburn, Alabama. Many years ago, I went down to visit my older brother, who was in college at the time at Auburn. Alex, I hear you.
Hello?
Yes. You there?
Wait.
We can hear you. You can't hear us.
So anyway, white man.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went out for a ride on my brother's 10-speed bike out of the little apartment complex where the white kids that went to school there lived. And turned the corner, and up on this hill, it had been like graded away in a house up on a hill. These little black girls were throwing pine straw on me, saying some kind of bullshit. I don't know. Fuck you, asshole. And I thought, porch monkey.
Porch monkey, I mean, basically.
They were, I mean, just throwing pine straw on me. I'm like a dumb white kid riding by with it. What the fuck?
Man, shit. That you invading on their territory and shit. That's why. You was riding your 10-speed too close to their porch.
And it was a porch like the, what's that movie with Steve Martin, A Jerk, you know, where his family comes from? It was that kind of a house. Just kind of just like,
yeah,
boards nailed together.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. It's animal mentality. You come too close, we'll throw shit at you. We will.
That's it was shocking. When I was 16, it was shocking.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. this is Alex. I think Jeff added me to the show here. I was listening and enjoying it. I was trying to find... there's some article in the foreword about that guy who grabbed Weasel, and they're talking about it as an act of violence. No,
yeah, I mean, he really didn't even do anything. He went up to him and he was like, hey, what the fuck, you know...
He impeded the Jews' forward progress. You know, and you guys remember Forasson, right? Now, what's happened to Forasson? Forasson, the revisionist over in France, at the Iran conference. Well, he's been beaten black and blue by Jews, and news of that has been covered up, and yet someone grabs Weasel by the arm, if that actually happened, and they're calling it violence.
Yeah.
I think that's their plan for people like David Irving. Okay, we'll convict you, then we'll beat you, then you'll recant, and then Zundel, I wouldn't be surprised, I hope not, but...
Well, they're already recanting on Zundel, Canada is. I was just talking about it earlier. Fucking... Oh, I guess it was illegal what we did. Too late.
Funny timing of that, huh?
Yeah, isn't that fucked up?
Right, within about a week of him being imprisoned for 5 years and found guilty.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it was illegal. Oh. Fuck it. Sorry.
Basically, three countries conspired to get him jailed for thoughts.
Yeah.
Is the bottom line there.
And like I said earlier, now the Canadian government can have plausible deniability that, we were in the process of setting him free, but unfortunately, just it was too late. We're sorry.
Yeah, let me...
Fuckers.
Here we go. All right. I'm going to find this. Let me see. Looking it up. Who all is on right now?
Me, Kai Herder, and Mark. If he's still there, I'm not sure.
Okay.
What was the name of that lesser German hero that said it's a sign of
That was one of Zundel's attorneys.
It's a sign of mental health if you're anti-Semitic.
That was one of Zundel's attorneys who's in jail right now.
Oh.
They were talking about it on Goyfire, on the last Goyfire I was listening to today.
Sylvia Stoltz?
Was that?
She was the woman who said something, and then they started going after her. But
no.
I've seen that statement. That comes from somewhere else, though, I think.
It was one of Zundel's attorneys, I believe, but he was thrown off the... Zundel had, 15 different attorneys, because they kept...
Mm-hmm.
They kept kicking him off the case because they said something that in public that
the court didn't like one?
Or whatever. I think it was a male one, yeah. And he's in jail for what he did. He passed out pamphlets or something saying that that anti-Semitism is a
sign of mental
for
health.
Sign of mental health.
Positive mental health, yeah. But I mean, I can imagine
a when clear you're trying, sign.
I can imagine if you're defending somebody like Zundel, where he's really done nothing wrong and. You know, maybe that guy didn't have extreme views like that before, you know, he started defending Zundel. But then he's, you know, once he got into the Lox's propaganda or, you know, the Lox's just downright intimidation over the Zundel trial, I'm sure a switch probably flipped in that guy's head and made him go distribute pamphlets that put him in jail. And he probably knew damn well he'd be put in jail for what he did. But, when you're confronted with evil, you have to meet it with justice.
You've
got to
know
evil.
That in Germany. You've got to know what the... I'm sure
right,
and
like I said, he had to know that
they're doing it as a sacrifice.
Right, I mean, he had to know that. So, I mean, it's almost like a sign of desperation or something where it's like, I just don't give a fuck anymore. I got to do something. I don't care what happens to me.
They're trying to wake us up before it's too late.
Yeah, or, you know, or at least trying to get the word out. Maybe he thought that by doing that, he might get some publicity and it might show. But
because they're fixing to go EU-wide with all the hate crimes laws, right?
Yeah.
They're going to mirror Germany and make the whole EU. You can't discuss the Holocaust. You can't, you know... Say that you don't like Jews and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and I upload. Yeah, Canada is really funny about this because they're kind of like being wishy-washy about stuff. I mean, the Thomas Winicky thing is really interesting to me because they put him in jail for 9 months while he was awaiting trial, and then Thomas isn't really coming out and saying that. He was let free, but it sounds to me like he basically won.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the things he said was the truth, and it wasn't simply opinion, it sounds like he got off because he was just simply stating facts. And
well, he said he had a good lawyer.
Right, that helps a lot. But
and like
it sounds
Alex
to me
talked
like,
about, we need good lawyers.
Absolutely.
Matt Hale. Did Matt Hale defend himself?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
No, he had a lawyer.
Oh, did he?
He had a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, Steele recommended him and then later said he thought it was a mistake because the guy was kind of... The thing with lawyers, you always got to get one who knows that particular area and that of law and both is from that area. So they won't, I tried to get Steele to go down to Georgia and help the Doles, but they ended up going with Barr and it's just... It's very complicated.
The funny thing about the justice system is... If you get a lawyer that has a rapport with the locals at the court, such as like the district attorney or just average people like in the court, I mean if they know his name and he's he better have a good rapport with them as well, you know. But that helps a lot. I mean, yeah, you can't just have some lawyer flying in from across the country to represent you because his word means, you know, bupkis to the people in the court.
They do need some kind of credentials, and they don't always have them for every area. They might have to pass the bar, and it's also areas of law, and it's also personal relations, and
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of personal stuff involved.
Personal politics involved.
But even then, the idea that it's simply a matter of getting the right lawyer or whatever, that can help a little. But this stuff is pretty well rigged, and
absolutely.
I mean, even to have the case in the first place.
Right, but that's the funny thing about the Winicky trials. It sounds like he pretty much won. And so, basically, I would assume that would set a precedent, which the Jews don't really abide by precedent. But it sounds like the truth is a defense in Canada, as long as you're not saying making an opinion which might be hateful to them. Sounds like you can state the truth, as long as it's backed up by some news source.
Did you read what they said? I haven't seen... I heard what Tom said. I didn't read the... I don't know that I've seen the judgment.
I don't either.
Or what they were ruling on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not, it might be a technicality or something. Because he was in jail technically for what? For contempt of court.
Right. Yeah, so maybe... Maybe he's not out of the woods yet. I don't know. He's being kind of vague about it.
He says he is.
He says he's out of the woods.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said he thought he was, except they were trying to get him for coming within 100 yards of Warman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Invading the Taperman space.
Look! I'm under attack! My personal safety's in jeopardy!
Taperman require 100 yards of free roaming space.
Their nose requires at least 100 yards.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want them to get a whiff of anything anti-Semitic. That'd be hateful. That might offend them.
Let me tell you guys a little story. I work in a corporate office, and they have a certain theme. It's a multicultural theme that runs throughout their little building, and I don't want to give away too many details, but if you want to go reserve a conference room, it'll be named the Kilimanjaro room, or it'll be named the Nairobi room. And so that's the theme of all these conference rooms. And so they'll say, well, you got a conference meeting in the Nairobi room. I'm like, where the fuck is that? The Nairobi room. And then in the elevators, they have a pattern. It's carpet, but it's a pattern. It's a freaking giraffe. A giraffe pattern in the little floor of the... So all the black females, I guess, feel very at home there where we are, because they have the Nairobi room, the Kilimanjaro room, and the giraffe pattern on the floor in the elevator.
What about the swollen belly room?
the guinea worm room.
The iFly room.
Oh, the worm thing. I saw the worm. I was telling my buddy at work,
yeah.
About that.
They have
worm.
Some wild.
What the heck?
Yeah. They're oh my God. Did we? Maybe we talked about that in the last Goyfar. One of those we were going off on it for quite a while. But yeah, these horrible worms.
I have my one ally at work, and I make him little clips of your shows, and I give it to him, and he gets a big kick out of them.
That's cool.
And he loves it. He's like, I think he's like 60. I don't know. He's a cool guy though.
Yeah.
And he loves it because he's from Detroit and Michigan and all that, and he's lived in Philadelphia and California.
Tell him about my blog. He might like that too. I don't know. He's probably not.
Yeah,
not
definitely.
I do. He hears the show, so he hears it mentioned.
He just
cracks up, because it brings back memories of when he was growing up and he was white. And things were right, and the Jews were kind of segregated back then. And he's got stories about Vietnam and, just you name it. But anyway, he gets a big kick out of hearing Free Talk Live just because, because we all listen to the same thing in Atlanta. It's like Neil Bortz, Sean Hannity, people like that, Michael Medved.
Boring shit. It's boring.
Standard neocon.
Worse than that.
Yeah.
William
it's like
Bennett.
You're gonna listen to the same thing over and over. Listen to them, bash Nancy Pelosi or whatever. Who gives a fuck, man?
Right.
They listen to something that matters, something that's entertaining.
He listens when I give him a clip of it. He listens to it and he's just just immediately, and he starts repeating back little funny lines like Mutombo, tackling the organic chemistry man.
funny.
He identifies with it because you guys are northern.
I totally forgot about that.
He's at heart a northerner, and you guys for the most part are northerners, and he just he likes hearing the accents. And,
I love impersonality. Brusqueness turns me on. There's too many nice people in the world. No, there are some differences, but we're trying to bring it all together for the bigger purpose, which is, civilized people who aren't shitting and pissing on roofs like we heard earlier tonight.
Yeah.
And whining about being violent. I just want to read a couple little quotes out of this article here. Let's see. This is in the foreword, the Jewish paper, famous paper, been around a long time. Aggressive tactics of Shoah deniers eyed after attack on Weasel. And blah, 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 blah. Jewish communal leaders say this is the first known case of a Holocaust denier taking violent action. Okay, you know, supposedly grabbing the guy's arm. Violent action.
Yeah.
They point to the recent Holocaust denial rhetoric coming out of Iran as helping to foment a climate in which the deniers are becoming more emboldened. Whoa. The one thing that Iran has achieved with the Holocaust cartoon competition, with the continuous challenges to the concept of Shoah, and now with the conference, is that it's put it on the front agenda of the hate mongers and the extremists, said Abraham Foxman, national director of the ADL League, which gives award to pornographers, who are also Jewish. When you repeat a hateful canard often enough, chances are it may reverberate by an individual wanting to show how seriously he takes this hatred. And I think they're saying that
word.
Canard.
It's a hateful truth.
Yeah, well, they don't say it's a lie. They just say that it's scurrilous.
It's a canard.
They characterize
it.
Head
when the plane... I got hit by the canard.
Yeah, it's their way of characterizing something rather than calling it anything real. They don't... If something's not true, you say, well, it's a lie. It's not true. I can prove it.
No, it's not a lie. It's a canard.
It's a canard. They do. They just as they use discredited and pseudo. They have certain words that they always apply. If you teach real history, like i.e. history by the facts or history that actually happened, as Von Ranke said, then you're a discredited historian, or you're a pseudo scientist if you work in the hard sciences.
Right.
And such as Arthur Butts or Kevin McDonald, they'll say he's doing pseudoscientific work.
Pseudoscience, yeah.
But everything the Jew says, you just flip it. What they're doing is pseudoscientific work. Franz Boas being the perfect example. The pseudoscience of race does not exist. Everything is cultural. Well, race does exist.
That's fucking pseudoscience.
You jam us guys down in the middle of Africa, and pretty soon, we'd create structures that are better than anything they've created in, you know, millennia. Tens of thousands of years. So it is racial. It comes out of the people.
And it's old. It's very old.
And yeah,
you go back and read the book of Exodus, and they're screwing over the people from Egypt. You know?
Yeah, and that stuff never happened, but it's characteristic of what they believe about themselves. It's kind of a truth within a lie.
That's one of the funniest stories in the Bible, I think, is the story of Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat, because his own brother sold him into slavery. He was a Jew, in case anybody doesn't understand that. And he was a Jew, and his own brothers, his own family, threw him down a well, took him out a few days later, and then sold him to a nomadic, I'm not sure who,
Khazars.
Khazars or some other...
Nomadic tribe.
Who basically then sold him to an Egyptian... So it's just funny. It's Jews even fuck over their own families for money.
He got kiked out.
Yeah, he did. Big time. So that's one of the funniest stories in it. And then of course, that whole story, if you can read it from a perspective like ours, it's just so Jewy. The way he cons the Egyptian king with these fake dreams, and then makes up these stories of what the Egyptian king's dreams meant, and then kind of like works his way into a position of advisory counsel to the king, and then fucks his wife. Seduced him. I'm sorry. She seduced him, according to the Bible.
And then he escaped.
And then escapes after the king. And this is
it was a miracle.
And they hold him up. And in the Bible,
it was a miracle. I was fucking a guy's wife, and I escaped. God could have done this.
Yeah. And in Sunday school, they like hold this. They hold this Jew up as some like pillar of
right
of Jew. You know. He overcame the, being sold into slavery, and overcame all these injustices, and he's the model. It's like some Jew who lied his way to the top and then fucked the guy's wife. And this is some role model for it. It's a fucking joke. This is what Jews do. And there's tons of stories like that in the Old Testament.
The Book of Esther.
Yeah, Esther and Jacob and Esau too.
Yeah.
The Book of Esther is where they come up with the Festival of Purim, because the female tricks the king and ends up letting her brother or someone murder 75,000 of the people that live there. And then at the end of the book it says, we'll celebrate this forever as the Festival of Purim. And you bring that up to a Jew, and they just, you know, totally claim, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like Alex said, the story of Jacob and Esau. He fucking tricked his father, his blind father, into giving, he put on a this is what the story says. He put
only on a Jew could do that.
Yeah, only a Jew could come up with a... I mean, that story sounds like bullshit.
A blind guy.
It's completely fucked up, but the bottom line is, look at all these Christians who name their kids Jacob.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
One out of three is named Jacob.
Yeah.
Oh,
around here. And you're like, do you realize that you're being named
Alex?
Don't tell me your name, Jacob.
No, I'm
not.
Well,
I mean...
No, here's where I got tricked. I named my second son Dylan, and now I... So much.
What's the origin of Dylan? Is Dylan...
Well, as in Bob Dylan, you know, so it's
whose real name was Zimmerman.
Yeah, well, that wasn't
right.
His real name. Yeah.
Right, so...
But Dylan's a white name, I believe.
But are the people naming their kid Jacob, are they aware of that story? Or do they just simply know that it's a biblical name? Or do they know the... just
oh,
what,
no. Christians that use those names, they know nothing.
But the funny thing is that...
But they're the Christians. I'm the atheist, and I know it. I mean, I read all that, and you've seen these idiotic Christians trying to interpret stuff that manifestly is extremely corrupt and nasty.
Yeah.
You talk about mean-spirited.
But the point of that story was he was the smart one. They hold him up. Like, when I was in church, they hold him up as, oh, he was the one that was more intelligent. He's the one that should have won because he just simply used his mind instead of, he wasn't some dumb animal. He wasn't just a hunter. He didn't just make good, he made good soup or something, and that's why his father liked him better. And what did he use to make the soup? The meat that his brother brought home. After going out and hunting, the meat that Esau—I mean, that's the story. And
don't you think these Christians are like they're idiots who wish they were smart enough to be con men like the Jews that they
absolutely
they
suck
for.
I don't know if they think of it in those terms.
If they're aware of the story, their thing is not Jesus. What a scummy dude this Jacob is. It's like, wow, he tricked people. He's really admirable.
No, but that's
me,
it's
they,
just
they
dirty
are not
Christian
thinking
type.
At that, they are not thinking at that level.
No, they're thinking like,
no, I know many of them are not, but to the extent that any of them are, that is what they're thinking. Like, wow, I wish I could be that smart to trick people and be a con man and whip stuff off. It doesn't fit with the other morals in there. You know, Jesus didn't say stuff
funny
like that.
That's the funny thing about Judeo-Christianity is they intertwine everything in the New Testament with stories morals from the Old Testament, and none of it meshes. It's just like,
no, and they can't see any kind of contradictions because they're goddamn dumb.
Yeah, they're happy.
They're D-U-M dumb.
They're happy in being stupid.
But why would you want your kid named after someone who's a sharp or a charlatan like that? Tricking his own brother. He's not even tricking a third party. He's tricking his own brother out of his inheritance.
Yeah,
tricking his own father out of his inheritance.
What
a great guy. Only a Christian could admire that.
Yeah, with the help of his mother.
And only a Jew could write that up and then peddle it as like a moral fable
for
mankind. I mean, my God. It's just like sexualizing young kids and crap like that. Everything the Jew does, it gets tainted. It begins tainted.
Yeah, it starts off.
Its purpose
it
is to taint.
It's the taint.
Horrifying. Hey, one little bit here from this. As of now, only 7 out of 27 EU countries have laws specifically targeting Holocaust revisionism. Germany, which currently holds a presidency of the EU, is hoping to unify the laws, despite protests over free speech, etc. So. Yeah, they want a gesamt, or German for total, complete, across the board. Don't say anything we don't want you to say. So maybe it's time to blow up the EU.
Who writes the foreword? Isn't the guy that runs the foreword Mark Perlman?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
That's his name, the guy that runs the foreword. So when we
is
say
the
it's
editor
a Jewish
of it?
When we say it's a Jewish publication, it definitely is a Jewish publication.
Oh, yeah, it's complete. It's a Jewish internal publication. It actually is much better than the media that they put out for you and me goy suckers that you'll find in the newsstand. It's got pretty interesting stuff a lot of times.
There's an interview with the guy from the it was posted on the forum. I uploaded it to YouTube. If you go on YouTube and look up one of my channels there, I have one for my blog, but I also have another one. The screen name on YouTube is Honky University. And look that up. There's an interview with the guy Mark Perlman from the Forward, and he's really a bumbling Jew. He's not all that intelligent. But just go look it up. It's a three-part thing. I uploaded it to YouTube, and it's pretty
interesting. So many of them are bumbling idiots.
Yeah, I mean, they can write stuff down on paper using canards.
Let me tell you a little story. Somebody on the Craigslist was posting this myth that Ashkenazi IQ was 106, and I thought, well, that's pretty darn interesting, because I read the bell curve, and I wouldn't expect that to pop out of Israel, you know, this 106 IQ. And so I went looking, you know, and I asked him, I said, really? I said, if, you know, that's true, I'll kiss your ass. And they said, oh, no, it's actually in the bell curve. So I went to the library, and I got out the bell curve, and I looked it up. And there's this little insert on page 187 or something from some ridiculous, obscure research facility, and they quote this one study of 100 Ashkenazi Jews in a room in New York City taking this test, and they got 106 for the average. And that's the entire basis of the whole thing. And there's no other reference beyond that. I went to look for the, you know, the original reference. It doesn't exist. It's not published. And so there's some guy in Europe that, Richard Lynn, I think is his name, and he supports his theory. So I wrote him, and I said, come on, you know that the only guy you ever tried to cheat off of in math class was the chink. Come on. Nobody tries to cheat off the Jew.
Well, I think whatever Jew took that Ashkenazi study needs to take another statistics class.
No, they don't. They got what they want. They're stopping there. According to this book, and you'll see references, you know, you'll see it on Wikipedia. You know, of course.
Wonder if that was a stratified sample, a cluster sample.
No, it's the population. It's the entire population.
Wonder what the standard deviation was there.
They're all 106.
All 106 on the dot, right?
At least or better.
Yeah, right. That was the
They don't need to do any more testing.
God. Yeah, okay.
But anyway, you know, the references don't exist. So I wrote this guy in Europe and emailed him, and I got an email back that reminded me of being on a message board, and they come back with, well, what are you, a Jew hater? What are you?
Yeah. It's just not why even would you want this information? Why would you want to know that?
Like, am why I you writing a asking? White man? I thought I was writing a white professor, and I get this thing in all caps. You know how they get angry, you know, all caps.
The Jew syndrome.
The spittle coming out of the mouth.
Yeah. You see him drooling and spitting on his monitor as he writes it. You know, it's like,
oh God. Yeah. So, you know, don't you know how many Nobel Prizes we've won?
Yeah.
Oh,
ooh,
oh,
hey.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. So I quit writing the man, and I just hung up my research there, because it pretty much confirmed my suspicion that the other thing that they said, it's just like a bell curve 2 or something out there. Richard Lynn, even though he has these weird people writing back to me now, and he's kind of taken over, and he published something that gave the IQ by the country, and it's exactly what, you know, you would expect it to be. And of course the Turks are come in at around 90, as well as, you know, most Arab countries come in at around 90. And so the Ashkenazis descended from the Turks, and so you would assume their IQ is 90 like them, but no, they have another explanation.
Don't you know gefilte fish enhances the IQ of the average
no,
Jew?
It's better than that. Here's their theory for why they're so smart and they win so many Nobel Prizes. It's because of persecution. It's some type of odd Darwinian effect. By persecuting them, only the smart kikes survive.
Only the smart kikes were able to run off during the tin grab, right?
Right, exactly. And so they're the smartest kikes, and therefore they win all these Nobel Prizes. It's got nothing to do with the fact that they came from Turks with 90 IQ. They've evolved through persecution, and that's their official story.
Yeah. That's convoluted Jew logic.
Yeah, it's the first time in human evolution that anyone's evolved through persecution to reach a higher IQ.
Jews just set precedent all over the place, you know?
Exactly.
Unprecedented feats of human strength and intelligence that come out of the Jews every day. We can't, you know, we can't keep up with them.
Well, hey, there's an article in the Forward about, you were talking about Dresden earlier, right?
Yeah.
This book, The Fire, The Bombing of Germany, 1940 to 1945, by Jörg Friedrich. Columbia University Press, 550 pages, $35. Yeah, there's no inflation. But, he's interesting. Friedrich spent much of his professional career writing about Nazi atrocities before turning to an analysis of the Allied air war against his country. Looks like the Jews are bitching about the continued popularity of the fire obviously has resonated with the German public, and Friedrich's argument may eventually have become a mainstream view as Germany contemplates its wartime past. It behooves scholars of the Holocaust to confront Friedrich's thesis lest future generations of Germans construct memorials to the victims of the Allied bombings alongside the victims of the Holocaust, i.e. pay more attention to their own murdered innocents than to imaginary dead Jews. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you want
it's all just guilt-tripping.
If you want to read a good book about Dresden, the first book David Irving ever wrote before he wrote Hitler's War or any of that was called The Destruction of Dresden. And I haven't read it myself, but I
haven't either. Is that one of his free online books? Yeah.
Just Google Irving.
I've seen photos.
I just did it. Just Google Irving and Dresden, and you get
I like never heard about Dresden until I got to VNN.
Well, sure. Germans don't whine like Jews do.
That's the fundamental thing. I mean, white people don't wake up trying to think of how we're going to fuck over somebody else.
And you Jews who do. Listening to this, who are not of German descent, as I'm sure probably many are, Jews see all white people essentially as Nazis, either manifest or latent. So everything they say about the Nazis, they think about you too. And that is why they are so hot to put in place laws that prevent you from speaking against them and overtly discriminate against you.
That's why we have Holocaust museums all over this country when the supposed event took place overseas.
Sure.
So, you know, just on its face right there, they're laying a guilt trip on all white people. It's not just Germans. It's exactly. They think what they think about the Germans, and they hate Germans. More than they probably hate, you know, your average white person. But
they're presented as the worst possible race to be.
There's more.
I can remember old History Channel shows, and of course they portray the whole thing as Germany. Builds up, and they build up a good economy, and then they just automatically go to war for just no damn reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just psychopaths, you know. Just natural psychopaths. And then
here's a quote I came across today in a Fitzgerald book, a Fitzgerald novel, The Beautiful and the Damned, and this is the American mentality unchanged 100 years later. In April, war was declared with Germany. Wilson and his cabinet, a cabinet that in its lack of distinction was strangely reminiscent of the 12 apostles, let loose the carefully starved dogs of war, and the press began to whoop hysterically against the sinister morals, sinister philosophy, and sinister music produced by the Teutonic temperament. Those who fancied themselves particularly broad-minded made the exquisite distinction that it was only the German government which aroused them to hysteria. The rest were worked up to a condition of retching indecency. Any song which contained the word mother and the word Kaiser was assured of a tremendous success. Now think of that in relation to Free Republic and the rise of country music like Daryl Worley that we've written about, where it's just the patriotards have been in America for a long time and have been easily manipulated for 100 years and more into hating people who are really their blood brothers and who are not warlike and don't mean them harm and never intended to take over the world. Gotta think.
Well, that's what you gotta mention to your older siblings. You know, that's what I tried. I said, you know, we have these Germans in our history books, you know, in the lineage, the ancestry books that my great aunt keeps, my aunt keeps, and I asked her, I said, so why did we go to war against our cousins?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we have gone to war against Russia? We could have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
let me mention something else. Also, I got from Eric Thompson sent me some copies of his old correspondence with Revelo Oliver, which I'm gonna get online. It's gonna take a little while, but I'll probably put a couple up in the next 24 hours. This is Revelo Oliver writing back. Your report is disturbing, even alarming. I note first that Churchill's mania for exhibiting his sexual equipment to both males and females was well known. That is one reason why he was called the pig by his subordinates, especially women. There's some reference to it in the first volume of Irving's Churchill War. But my point is this, Churchill is the main guy worshipped by the conservatives that I, for one, used to work with, and, you know, certainly thousands of whose publications I've consumed. And, you know, this is the drunken, what's the word? He's a drunken, frateur, if I'm using that word correctly. Someone who likes to essentially rub his private parts on others, like walk up behind your desk and rub his cock on his secretary or whatever. Mm. But this is the great sodden Winnie Churchill, and he's the hero of the last 1,000 years, and oh he's also the guy behind Dresden. Hey, let's go firebomb a bunch of innocent people just to show them how tough we are, to UF. Yeah. And the same thing is going on over and over. We're killing to show how tough we are. Wow, we're tough. I mean, it's a country of shitholes, shitheads. Shitheads make a shithole.
Cluster bombs, Cluster bombs are like the equivalent to firebombing.
Yeah, we follow the Jews. You know, we become lying, scheming murderers, too. That's exactly what's going on, and now we're hated by the rest of the world.
Yeah. So if you want to become like Jacob in the Old Testament, that's up to you. But I, for one, find that type of behavior extremely abhorrent, and I don't want any part of it. So you can just count me out of that whole
thing.
Who
has that
deal.
Cartoon of the... the Jews coming out of the Red Sea. Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't find it anywhere. I've searched all over VNN. But there's this cartoon by this guy that he actually got in trouble. He had like a series of cartoons on online or something. And one of them was the Jews coming out of the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. And they're coming up and the guy's in a car. And the license plate says, I love New York City. And another guy's like carrying a TV. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I've seen that. I'm not sure.
I wish I could find that.
If I posted that on the, since we've been on the blog format, it's probably in the letter somewhere. But God, I couldn't tell you where.
Oh,
if I posted it separately, it'd be under graphics.
Okay.
But since no one did that originally, it would have come from somewhere else. If I ever see it, I'll post it again though.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen, and I can't find it. I've been wanting to post it other places. And but these guys come up, you know, like, well, he's got like a TV on his shoulder and a Cadillac, you know, like a convertible Cadillac. I love New York City. And another guy's got like gold all around him. And they're like, you know, because if you read Exodus, that's what they did. They ripped them off. They
God chose off. The Jews. he was having an off day.
They didn't only rip them off with, you know, with the usury, which they admit to, you know, in the story. And then at the end, after the plagues that they had to call, you know, God to bring the plagues of killing, like, their firstborn, and then they, quote-unquote, let them go. But the last thing they did was, well, go into your neighbor's house and get the whatever gold and silver they have and take that with you. God commanded you.
That's their doctrine, too.
Yeah,
what do they say about end times? All the goods of the goyim will come into their hands. They're not chosen, they're the rejected by God. Because everything they say is the reverse of the truth.
Don't dare mention the fact that Jesus called them the spawn of Satan.
Wow.
I like that. What is it, John 8:22?
They went to Jesus for a letter of recommendation, and that's all they could get. Well, I got to go. You know, honestly, I'm not too real happy with your work here. Seem a little more like the spawn of Satan to me.
You said you're the devil, and you're
of your father, the devil.
You're of your father, and he's the father of lies. And
what did Schopenhauer say? More or less the same thing. He's one of the best philosophers the West ever produced, or at least the funniest.
That would make a good bumper sticker.
Jews are the great masters of the lie. Lying is their business, and business is good. And we are the victims of their lie. You know, America's hated whether you're, you know, a patriot tard or not. You might get a bomb dropped on us. We might get firebombed ourselves.
A patriot tard would not admit that they're hated. They'd say, well, I just I dispute your premise. We're not hated. They just deny everything.
They don't know very much, though.
They're
all for rank hatred of Arabs and French. I particularly
like,
despise the way they go after France.
Rounder says, you know, Muslims, that's the only people we're allowed to hate.
And Muslims and French, yeah, and Nazis.
Right. Yeah, they're all calling the Islamo-Nazis and all that. That's what they call them now. If you disagree,
freedom fries!
If you disagree with Bush, you're an Islamo-Nazi.
Yeah.
I heard Sean Hannity call somebody a hater. It was funny. Stuck in traffic listening to Sean Hannity, and the guy was disagreeing with some kind of minor point. Like, we didn't ever find WMD. And the guy tried to, you know, say a couple of things. Like, well, you know, the he just brought up just basic points. You know, Scott Ritter didn't find anything. The UN team didn't find anything. And then Hannity, you're a hater. You're just a Bush hater.
Well, guys, it looks like our feed is dead and the forum's down.
Oh.
So we're probably not even broadcasting anymore, according to Jeff.
Oh,
so
okay.
Somebody didn't like what we were saying tonight, apparently.
Somebody in...
Which kind of sucks, because we were going there pretty well.
Yeah, let's see.
God, that's
somebody in Canada.
Sorry to break in, folks, but yeah. I'm not sure we're broadcasting right now. I can't get to the forum, and
but we might be though, just in case. So let's watch what we say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't give out your social security number.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, my feed went dead. That's why I came over here. I was doing something else, and then the forum is, which is the machine where the it's also out. So
my feed's dead too.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know if somebody is attacking the server, or broke in, or what. I
just
don't
pulled it up right now.
Well, you
check
you,
it out.
It's probably cached.
Are you on the forum?
No.
It is up. Yeah, it's back.
Hold it up. See, it might have been just a hitch or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it would have been a hiccup.
Hiccup. What's
can
a
we
hiccup?
Teleport?
Tell
it's
me what a
glitch.
Hiccup is.
We fixed
sometimes it won't, like, it'll, like, for a minute and a half or 2 minutes, although I haven't noticed that in a long time.
Huh. I think you're getting a cached copy.
Let me, I'm refreshing here,
I don't
and
think
it's,
so.
It's coming up for me.
I refreshed it a couple times. Try it again.
Okay.
Yeah, give it a shot, because it's working for me.
But let's see if we're up, let me see if, Jeff, I got a question. Are you on there?
Yeah.
If I click on the jukebox while the live show is going on, is it always okay?
Okay, you're back on.
I love New York City.
Okay, there you go.
Okay,
I'm gonna turn off.
Okay.
We there?
Anyway, let's.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, it sounds like we're back on the air there. I guess
we're back.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. This, where you see the bloody screen.
I think Sean Hannity, hacked our forum real quick, and that's what we were talking about.
I'll track him down like a mangy dog.
The Jew Alan Combs.
And take a Mexican poop on him. He's
bringing this up
and
says, Nig serial killer? Mexican mud daddy murdered by...
What? Hammering out the Jew? One broadcast at a time? What is this? Fucking knob.
I wish somebody would get Michael Medved. I need to send in some money to Alex to hold for a contest. We ought to see who can get an excellent call into Michael Medved and just really get him.
What is Med... You know, I'm familiar with him.
He's in California.
What is he,
he's an Orthodox Jew. His father was an Israeli. He's
I don't like the way he looks.
Well, he looks like the backup guitarist for the guy on the Doobie Brothers, or
Smedley Doobie.
You know, he had hair and he had a big nose, and you also see the same guy in Starship. You know Starship, those guys.
More cowbell, more cowbell Medved.
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, but he's a moralizing and canting away as only a kite can do.
Oh, I hate him so bad, but I get stuck in traffic and I turn him on just out of pure boredom.
Now, have you revealed where you live? Or
I'm in Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay, that's what you're saying. Yeah. For some reason, I always think of California when people say traffic jams.
But, no, it's the same thing here.
Wherever you go, it's neocon garbage. I mean, Oklahoma City, they've got a lot of that too. Big talk radio out there. Why am I mentioning that?
And you've got the big super highway coming your way.
Yeah, 35 is going to shoot right up from Texas. But I've heard Neil Boris. I used to listen to him. Ron Smith is actually one of the better ones. He's out of Baltimore. He's more or less libertarian, probably honest on race, but afraid to talk about it on the radio. I've seen a couple of LRC guys are on his show. The one talking about Duke, I think, is his buddy. I enjoyed him when I had a business back in the day. Back there, I would listen to that sometimes. But
we had the two guys on 96 Rock. It's a popular show. I can't even remember the Real Brothers or the what the hell was the name of that thing?
Family Guy, Weenie in the Butt. They're all like all that pure old shit with 9 million sound effects in a row.
Oh, they were real smooth, and one of them was a Jew, and he would allude to that every so often, and just typical of the people that get put on the radio because they, you know, say what they're supposed to say.
Yeah, and the sameness.
They got fired one time. They got fired, and then they got brought. They had a hooker on, and during the commercial, they quote unquote let through this statement about sex in some way, and the regular guys. That's the name of them. The regular guys, and so they got fired for like a month, and then they came right back. And of course, had their old gig back, but they got punched for being too politically incorrect. You know, like a little bit of Howard Stern stuff.
Yeah, well, for anybody that's listening, apparently we're getting packet loss on the server, so we're going to be in and out. Whatever is causing that, we're not sure, but it's probably some little anti sitting in his mom's basement.
It's warming.
Looking at, you know, alt-tabbing out in and out of porn and his little DOS program. So I don't know. I don't know
switching
what's going
back
on.
Between porn and
hacking
VNN.
Right. Yeah. Or probably gay porn, according to a lot of those people. We're saying most of those fuckers are faggots on that those Chan sites or whatever the hell it is. But
it's got to be tough to be a male Jew. You know, I mean, the women are, you know, they're not nice.
Yeah, they're like, you watch Seinfeld and you just picture that Elaine Kyke.
Right.
Like
she's somewhat attractive, but then when you get to know her, you don't like her.
I was watching it the other day and she was like sitting on the, it was like some program, it was one of the episodes of Seinfeld. She was sitting on the subway and the subway had stopped. And she's just, and it's like, you know, an internal dialogue in her head and she's kind of sitting there making faces and it's like, all these smelly people, oh my God, when's the bus, when's going to start again? Oh my God, I can't take this, as all these people around. And I was just like, God, man, the most annoying woman. It's like, and everybody around her is just like kind of, you know, standing there just like, all right, whatever, waiting for the subway to start again. And she's just, oh, I can't take this. It's like I'm in the Holocaust train and I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's just like, shut the fuck up. Just sit there and wait for the, they're so whiny and annoying.
You know, you can never forget the masturbation episode. They always have to raise the toilet to the throne, you know?
Yeah.
And when they were all challenging each other, how long can you go without masturbating?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a typical Jew sitcom,
that's
I guess.
That's a Jew contest for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long can you go without producing porn, interracial porn?
Speaking of that, there's a thread in the forum which I'm getting with no problem about that Black Snake Moan movie, which I don't know what's about, some Negro morally saving some loose white woman.
Where's
that
at?
That's what Negroes do.
Was that in the
fucking ridiculous? It's in the film section of VNNforum.com in the movie under movies. And they got that fucking ubiquitous and useless ugly coon. What's his name? Samuel Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson with white.
One of those.
Yeah, I posted a link to that a while back on the forum. Jesus, I don't. It might be the same one they moved, but yeah, that.
Yeah, they're running that trailer on TV. 25.
Yeah.
Vanguard Radio. No Jews. Just right.